Minerals Council Chief Executive Mitchell Hook hosted the dinner in Canberra last night, and he joins us on AM. Mitchell Hook, good morning. How were the Prime Minister's remarks received at the dinner?
Oh, pretty well. I think it was stating essentially what we all know, and that is the sovereign state owns the minerals. We've never contested that. It's the reason why we accept that we pay a much higher rate of tax than anywhere else, than any other industry. The effective tax rate is running at about 42.5 cents in the dollar. When you add the royalties on top of the company tax of 30 cents, that's how come you come to that figure. It's a huge hit. And she's quite right that we pay taxes and royalties for the privilege of developing what is Australia's natural endowment.
You're not crying poor, are you?
Well, we've never cried poor, but the contest in the public arena is whether or not Australians are getting their fair share of what we've been doing and turning essentially what is natural endowment into societal capital. And in the 10 years of the boom, we were paying $4 billion in taxes and royalties when we kicked off in 2003-04. We expect to be paying north of $20-odd billion. That's about the same size as the defence budget next year. And then we've got the new tax coming on, both the minerals tax and the carbon tax, which will add probably another $6 billion. So the point is that it's never been a question of ownership. It's never been a contest of ownership. What we're about is actually how you get a productive joint venture arrangement between us who are developing the minerals and the government who owns them.
Why do you think the Prime Minister was moved to say what she did when she did?
Oh, I think that's a matter you have to ask the Prime Minister, but for us it was really stating essentially what we all know. We've never contested sovereign ownership of the minerals. What we are about is a joint venture arrangement with the government to ensure that we can continue to develop them, because you've got to be careful about complacency. Just because you've got the minerals here in Australia doesn't mean that the investment and the expertise and the skills will actually develop them. We've got to attract that investment, and we're a fiercely competitive global environment. We may be the largest black coal exporter, but we've only got 6% of the world's production and about 6% of the exports.
You've also got to attract foreign workers. The 1,700 workers for Gina Rinehart's mine, is that just the tip of the iceberg? How many extra workers do you think you'll need from overseas?
Well, we think we're probably on the peak of the cycle in both prices and investment. And the critical issue here is that if we can't get construction workers to build these projects, then we won't have the long-term run of jobs for people to operate them. Now, we're the Minerals Council of Australia, so our primary consideration is Australians for Australians. And the idea that we can get 6,000 Australian jobs with another 1,700 foreign workers to build the projects, pretty good equation if you're running the risk that the project will fall over because you can't get the extra skilled workers you need. And that'll set us up for 2,000 operational jobs just in that project alone. So the point is, we do have an acute skill shortage. We do need to fill it and plug the gaps. And we do need to have jobs for tomorrow for the people we're training today.
Minerals Council Chief Executive Mitchell Hook, thank you.